had a question, not about this, but about the little chunk that overlaps into the Montague Fire Protection District that is getting reduced. And you're recommending that the existing SOI shall not be reduced where proposed, but what about where it overlaps with the Montague?
What about what?
Where it overlaps with the Montague Fire Protection District.
I'm proposing
like that little sliver.
You're talking about right here?
Above it.
This little nugget right here.
That little sliver?
Yeah.
That is the existing boundary. It's proposed to be reduced right there, and I'm proposing that it not be reduced.
But I thought we were trying to eliminate overlaps.
We are in fire districts, and cities are a little bit more of a different animal because they don't only provide fire services, they provide additional services. So I'm trying to make it so that there are not city SOI areas that have all of the services except for fire.
Okay,
I would like to have them have all of the services available from the city as much
perfect.
As possible.
That
and then, yes,
that.
We are expanding or proposing to expand the fire only, but the main core of the city SOI has all services, including fire. So that's why my recommendation is to not decrease the city SOI boundaries, but to only increase. So based off of this conversation, I would like to come up with a revised map for the proposed city SOI and get comment from the city fire chief on it and bring this particular map back next week for either
next month for either
approval or denial of for further modification of the boundary.
Okay. I'm good with that. How does the board feel about that?
I'm good with that.
Alright. So let's move on to the next one. Oh, and actually that would be it as far as the SOI boundary recommendations. The one that is not shown on a map is the City of Weed boundary. And this is another one that it's mentioned, I believe I put it in the resolution. Let me double check, make sure it's in here. But the City of Weed is another one where the proposed SOI boundary was proposed to be reduced to exclude the fire zone that's adjacent to it, which would mean that there would be another city that would have an SOI that includes all of the services available from the city except for fire, and I'm recommending denial of that. Let me get to that map so you guys can take a look real quick. I think it was the last one. So here is the recommended boundary, and it was proposed that the SOI be reduced to exclude the Hammond Ranch fire zone. My recommendation would be to have it remain the same. It currently already exists to the north and to the east, and I'm proposing that it not be reduced in size. And let me double check, make sure I have that in the resolution, because I thought I put it in there, but I want to make sure I did, because this was a change from last week. So it just excludes it in this resolution. It excludes the approval of the Weed sphere of influence. So that would be the other change from what this consultants are recommending.
Could I get that email to me, the picture of that map?
Of the city?
Yeah, for the city,
yeah. Please. Yeah, the proposed.
So
some of it.
Yeah, so keep in mind that that SOI boundary already exists.
Right.
It's just being proposed to be reduced, and I'm recommending denial of that recommendation.
I just want to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. So at this point, are there any questions for staff regarding this project?
Apparently not.
We can probably move forward.
Okay, so now we're moving forward with public comment. Let's have Chief Bernie Paul.
Hey. Does this microphone work, Janine?
Yes, that's the
well,
only one.
Well, I didn't
that
turn
does.
It on. I can turn it on now. Okay, it should be on now, if that's the right microphone.
All right, Bernie Paul, South Florida Fire Chief, and also the president of the Fire Chiefs Association for Siskiyou County. I'll start off with some comments on the overall review. First off, the circulation of the review, it was put out in June. Not many of the fire departments have reviewed it. We've been fighting fire since June, and everybody's been really, really busy. So we had a couple Saturdays ago, we had the chief's meeting, and hardly any of them actually even knew it was out and haven't reviewed it. So there's been kind of a disconnect in there. The discrepancy in the responses, you know, they had a slide on there that showed that a lot of departments are saying that their responses were higher than what were being shown. This is a direct result from this sphere of influence. What happens is while it's not required they go, a lot of the volunteers don't know where their district ends and where it begins. So the sphere of influence, they're being dispatched out there, they go. They don't get any credit for the response at all. The residents don't get any credit for being in the fire district because they're not. So it's a big disconnect there. Essentially, the county or the MSR has pushed off over 700 square miles onto the local fire districts for response out of there with no compensation or anything. And I guess my question to the county is, what's your expectation for that? Because what's happening is you're getting a response. They're being dispatched to those areas that are being shown in their expanded SOIs. So, you know, we need to come up with something. A lot of the fire chiefs are asking, you know, what that means. While legally, it doesn't mean they have to respond, but in reality, they do. So, you know, we need to come up with something as far as expectations from you guys, what you're looking at there.
Just address that real quick? I think to that end, Bernie, you need to come before the board and get it in a bigger context because I don't see anyone here from the public.
No, I don't.
By and large. And so, I, you know, we need to have that conversation.
Okay, so do I. That's why I thought I'd bring it up here. And
Bernie, unfortunately, I've been at it too long. I'm going to go back to that previous service review that said consolidate, and nothing's happened.
Yep. On there. Which brings up another part where we do have those consolidation recommendations there without support from the county to help that facilitate, it's not going to happen. I just went through it. I jumped through all the hoops to expand the South Barca Fire District, and then come to the end, I was told no by the county. No funding. So what they want to do is want me to go to a vote and get more money out of folks. Well, they want $10,000 to get onto the ballot. I can't spend my district money on something outside of the district. I mean, consciously, I can't take the money for their fire protection to try to expand it out to help other people out. So there's a huge disconnect there, and I feel really let down on that whole process because I jumped through all the hoops that I was told to jump through, and then it didn't follow through. So that's where it comes back in. What's the expectation of the county for the consolidation, these expanded SOIs, and all that? So we'll have to work on that. The portion that keeps coming up where they want to expand the SOIs for fires only, I completely disagree with that. All of the fire department's guiding documents is life is number one. And we're not going to go out when somebody has a medical aid, but we are for a fire. I mean, I think we need to look at that. The public backlash on that may be huge on there. So I would think about that.
I would argue that most of our calls are medical related.
Absolutely. Like 2/3 probably more. Yeah.
So that's not bringing in ambulance services into that equation, huh?
Yeah. let's see. Got that. So, getting back to South Puerto Rico specific, which I have the numbers for that going through there. I have a real problem with the stats and the issues that are on there. They are so far off, and it affects us for the next however long this MSR is going to do. And I'll give you an example. The MSR is showing 307 residents within my district. The county records show 522. That's a third off, more than a third off. And that relates directly to the population thing. So what happens is it hurts us in grants. It hurts us all the way around when those stats are so far off. You know, I mentioned it to the powers to be that are creating it, and they wrote a blurb in there that I disagree with it, but all of the boxes of stats show that lower housing density in there, which is a huge discrepancy. If my district's that far off, how many are the other districts that far off? So, and I think it's all of where they're getting the data from. And from what I can tell, it's probably from the census data. So if people aren't there to do it, and to do it, it doesn't get counted on it, but it reflects in reality for us. Huge, which relates right into the vacancy report that shows that I'm showing a 17% residential vacancy in my district. I know every house that's in there. I have 3 vacant houses that are in there. And I mean, if you go by the vacancy thing, we should have a housing problem in our area, but that's shown on here. So there's a huge discrepancy that I'd like to see a little bit more effort being taken in to correct that a little bit. From what I understand, none of these numbers were validated or asked the county if they're correct or not. It's just being put in there on a report, a document, which it is completely incorrect. I guess that's basically most of the stuff that I had on it. So that there are some issues out there, and I'd be more than happy to bring it to the Board of Supervisors so we can discuss that on there. So thank you very much for your time.
Great. Feedback from staff?
Yeah, so there was a common source for population and housing data that was used across all of the districts and fire service providers, and that was the best data source that we were able to come up with for those numbers. And unfortunately, as stated, they weren't reflected in what the district believes is a more accurate number. However, the need to have a common data source across this entire document was there so that for comparison purposes. And so a little note was added based off of comments that were received that, as was mentioned, to reflect the perception of what that district has. Unfortunately, there wasn't a better data source. People, I think, need to work on getting their constituents to respond to those census surveys so that we can get better numbers for our county, get better responses, and get better data. But at this point, that was the best data we had available.
So was census data? What was the data set?
So Esri is the vendor of the data. They derive their data from the census. They pull data from the census and they create a portal that you can pull populations from for different district boundaries.
Hmm. That's a hit and miss there.
I'm sorry?
That's a hit and miss with the data, so.
It was the best we had available.
No, I'm not, nothing on the staff, it's just what you have to go by.
Yeah, this is, in our county, since we don't have, a better source of population data. It's a similar issue to what we ran into with the housing element update, where we had to aggregate data from adjacent counties in order to come up with data for our county. It's just a result of our population and what we have available here. and unfortunately it's less than what is potential in other areas.
Okay, thank you. Greg Roth.
Good morning, everyone. Greg Roth, Unit Chief for the Cal Fire Siskiyou Unit and Siskiyou County Fire Warden. Just a few comments, concerns, and information for you folks. Specifically on page 30 of the document, it references the County Fire Warden and the description of its duties. That description is inaccurate to the duties of the County Fire Warden, and would like to see that amended before approved. To ensure that those duties are correct in the document. And we can provide the duties that are actually approved by the board for that. I also would like to reiterate Chief Paul's comments on the fire-only response. The fire service is built on life and property, life being first, property second. Fire responses done through mutual aid between fire departments already, and so that would be addressed there if a fire agency would go to a fire only in that area or another district that's already taken care of in those auto and mutual aid agreements, and that this document should probably not have those things included in it and just be either part of the SOI or not. Lastly, I just wanted to make sure that you folks have the information of Cal Fire's agreement between the county. Cal Fire is an agreement with the county, it's called an Amador agreement, and so the county contracts with Cal Fire for services of wildland fire protection during non-fire season, so basically the winter time. That Amador engine is staffed at Hornbrook. And we do provide, since we are a full service fire department, we do also respond to medical aids, traffic accidents, hazardous materials, things. But the primary mission of that agreement is wildland fires during the wintertime and protecting the county. And we do provide service throughout the county under that agreement, trying to provide service to the community. But it is not a full service agreement to the county year round. And so I just wanted to make sure you guys were aware of that and how that works.
Not year round.
Correct. Yeah, that would be a separate agreement. That would be called a Schedule A agreement, which is paid for year round fire service.
Okay. So, thank you.
And then I just, that's the only comments that I have. If you have any questions for me.
No, but I'll say that, you know, I'm out of Weed, living in Weed, I watch Cal Fire, and I applaud them. They're always on the calls. So you guys are doing a great job. If you're not getting what you need, then it needs to be looked at. But, you know, I thank you guys. I watch myself what you guys respond to. And I see a lot of medicals that you guys respond to.
Yep. No, we're here to help the county and provide those services and be a part of our community and helping out.
Mine was more just a thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
So I have the page 30 with the description that was referenced up on the screen if we want to potentially edit this at this time.
Sure. Let's do that.
I don't have the printout of the... I don't have the actual county approved one, but when I get back to the office, I can surely send it to you to amend it.
Okay, we'll let you two have that discussion. We have to bring it back next month anyway, so we'll just...
So, do we want to have staff work with the fire warden regarding the appropriate language and modify it as recommended?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then we'll bring that back next month along with the other...
All right. Any other sheets that you guys would look at based off of that comment? No?
No. I think we're good with that. Okay, next. Janet Jones, please.
Hi, Janet Jones with Klamath River Fire. A couple things. One, talking about the fire warden and the CSA-4 being one of the host companies in Siskiyou County. I see the need for CSA-4 and for us to be represented under the CSA-4. So we are a donation-only fire department. I'm not sure why we were the only one that was acknowledged as not being a district, since Syad Valley Fire, Salmon River Fire, and Hilt are all donation-only departments within our county as well. So are they districts? Okay. So also in the report, our population in my area is incorrect. And when I did note that, the only thing that we were told was that it would be noted in the comments. And I don't think that that is, I understand it's done through the census, but I still don't think that's an appropriate way in response to all the fire chiefs who are, you know, inputting this information. I think that maybe expanding and not just using the census, maybe using the county and what the county has for information to pull those numbers would be better. That's just one other thing that, you know, I mean, we invest a lot of time to make these reports and get the information accurate. So again, when it affects grants and we answer to our boards as well, we would like to see the information better stated and not just put as the chief disputes the results or the comments that are made. Seems like I had one more, I forgot what that note was, but again, just with the CSA-4, the fire warden, the chief's association, we have a lot of different working pieces to our fire departments in the communities. And I would just like to see as much support as we can get to continue with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Janet. Just for a point of clarification, Brandon, is this an appropriate time, even though I know it's public comment, to give a quick description of the difference between a hose company and a district and all the different types of classifications of those departments, because that's what Janet was alluding to.
Yeah, so the fire protection districts are special independent districts that are formed. They have their own board, and they are designated an area where they provide services. The hose companies, the fire volunteer districts, call them districts, they are informal. They do not have a designated boundary within the county to provide that fire service. They are providing services. We should acknowledge that they're providing very important services to rural areas. Those would be the distinctions between those two things. There's no designated boundary for that district or for that group.
Okay, Greg?
I would also say an important distinction is that they're donation-based departments and provided no funding.
That's where I was headed as well. Does that help, Janet?
Well, if I could, you know, one of the things that I don't, I'm a little late to the party here, but where the funding comes from a lot of these entities. Some are just, you know, donut sales or whatever. Some, like City of Mount Shasta, has a, you know, Measure A that has a equipment funding or some other mechanism. You know, again, at the end of the day, people have to step up to pay, whether it's a taxing mechanism or however they're going to do it. And I, you know, everyone wants to beat up on the county, but where are we getting the resources? We don't have the money. How are we going to sit at the table and figure out how we're going to move forward with this stuff? Again, I go back to the original initial municipal service review that I was on. I'm all for consolidation, and I'm willing to step up as a supervisor, but how do we get across that threshold? Who's going to pony up $10,000 when we don't have it either, Bernie?
Janet?
So that kind of was my last thought. So I've been the chief of Klamath River for over 20 years. I was the president of the Chiefs Association. And back when Bernie was the unit chief, we started looking into county fire. And one of the issues that we have had over the years is every time that we, you know, get momentum moving forward, and that was the benefit of the CSA 4, was having the 9 departments, you know, and we had some guidance and we had policy and procedures, right? So we've waited a long time to become county fire in different, in many different forms put before. But there's always a change, whether it's county council that changes, it's the board of supervisors that rotate in and out. And then when somebody new comes in, then we're reinventing the wheel again and trying to get something done. So well over the 20 years that I've been a fire chief, I've seen, you know, a lot of changes in people. We just can't get over the hump. Just like with Bernie, right? He gets down to the last wire, and then $10,000 is that really the stopping point, or are there other points that, you know, created that momentum to stop as well? So I know that at the Chiefs Association, we keep coming back to that county fire. I waited a long time to be able to step down to be a battalion chief because we have become county fire. And I just think that we need to kind of expand our scope of what we look at as well and see if there isn't something that we can do to move some things forward.
Okay. And this whole financial piece of this maybe deserves a whole nother conversation, and maybe it shouldn't happen right now, but that's one of the things that I've been trying to look at and try to figure out. Maybe there's safety in numbers. Maybe there is safety in that CSA 4 and trying to coordinate more agencies that are working together to try to go after funding, because that seems like that's the way to get funding these days, is to be able to coordinate agencies together and present a bigger picture, a bigger package of more coordinated effort. Commissioner Valenzuela said it, you know, the Board of Supervisors is not the end all for support and funding. We don't have it. You've heard that over and over again, but honestly, we don't have it. So as much as we want to support everybody, and we do, we can't do it. We can't make it rain. You can't get blood from a turnip. So we want to help, and if we can find funding for you, we certainly will, but it's not going to come from our general fund. So we'll do everything we can to support you and figure out how we can find you funding. And we need to look at different options and try to figure out how to do that. But that's what we need to do together, is figure out how we can get everybody together, whether it is consolidation or looking at how to work together to do that, whether it is CSA 4, whatever that happens to be, to look for ways to do that. Sitting out there on your own apparently isn't the way to do that anymore. So we have to figure out ways to do that. Different options, and I'm sure you've done it a million times, trying to look at ways, and we've exhausted, you know, a million different years and people, and, you know, what are we gonna do? And we can't count on the state. We figured that out, you know. 1 year it's good, 1 year it's not. You can't count on sustainability and funding from the state. So we really do need to work together to try to figure that out. So that's my take on that, is that, you know, we really need to put our noses to the grindstone, and we all know that it doesn't happen quickly. Bernie, one more time.
Just to add on to the little bit about the hose companies, it is significant for them to be a fire district. They don't have any protection. They're basically a 501c3. So they have no audit, no nothing with the money. They don't have access to insurance. The insurance you can get through some of these groups, like Golden State is which a lot of us get through. It's over half of what they're paying. They have the least amount of money, yet they're paying the most. And that, so it is significant to move those ones forward at some point.
Right. Yep, and we do understand that. We do try to help with that. So, okay, enough of that part of it. We've got
the chair. I would like to comment again regarding the census numbers and the recommendation that the county be consulted as far as what they use. I just wanted on record that the county uses census numbers for our population data as well.
Okay, thank you. Noted. I see typing happening. Okay, one more comment from Angelina Cook.
Hello, Angelina Cook from McLeod, California. I have a few questions. First, do the recommendations correlate with existing administrative capacity of the fire departments?
You're supposed to address the commission, okay. But we can figure out what we want to do.
Okay. So I'm curious about that because Montague, for instance, seems like the most well-run fire department, and from what I've seen, and I've only seen a little.
Shasta? You do a pretty damn good job.
And I'm just curious, like, about their partnering with Copco, and so I'm curious if the recommendations are correlated with the existing administrative capacity of the stations. I would also like clarification on if McLeod's, Rachel mentioned that there were two sections in the north and the south that were not represented on the map. I'm curious if those are Shasta Forest and Squaw Valley. I partially because I'm working with the Chamber of Commerce, the Resource Center, and the Community Service District to strengthen public service provision in McLeod, including but not limited to fire protection. And we are trying to coordinate with the county's general plan update to improve our representation. And I'm kind of curious if this process overlaps with that, and if LAFCO can provide any guidance to McLeod, because we are so underserved, and I like the DUC, the disadvantaged unincorporated communities, which are severely underserved. So I'm just trying to figure out how to connect these processes to strengthen representation and provide better public services in McLeod. I'm also curious if, since we have the consultants here, if they can provide any examples of other rural communities that coordinate and cooperate really well amongst each other. I think that the funding issue, I don't know how it connects to the CSA-4s, but it just seems like if we consolidated efforts, not necessarily officially, but consolidated efforts to write grants and address these unmet needs in our rural communities. I feel like this is a great chance to do that. So thank you for this opportunity to learn a lot about municipal service reviews.
Thank you. Okay. That is the end of our public comment. I believe it's time to open up our public hearing.
To close.
Well, we never officially opened it.
Oh, we got to do it all over again.
I thought you said taking public comment. I assumed that was what you were.
We never really officially opened it. Okay, so now we're going to close the public hearing.
Are we? I thought we were going to continue this because we have some corrections to make.
Is that how we do that, or we'd have to start over? And
I don't know.
You tell me.
I would recommend that we continue this to the next meeting so we can make the corrections.
If we are going to have this continue to next month, generally the public hearing portion of it is continued to the next meeting as well. So that way, if there are any additional comments, they can be added to the record.
Perfect.
To the chair.
Yes, sir.
And I would recommend that because, I'm sorry, we should have more people here from the public, more fire chiefs, more all that. Moving forward, because I get beat up as a supervisor day in and day out, and it's like there's no newspaper here, there's no radio here. How do I get the word out to people to be more involved? Sorry, you guys, thank you all for being here, but this room should be filled, and it's not.
Okay, so then we are going to continue this until our next meeting, which Janine is going to be
October 8th
at 9 a.m.
Do I need to check with Melissa about the Transportation Commission again?
Well, we can always adjust that.
So She sent me an email. I guess I forget, neglected to tell her it was going to be long.
Yeah, don't worry about that. We're more flexible on LTC. So we'll continue this October 8th at 9 a.m. And then perhaps we will be able to render a decision at that point.
Well, I'll feel better about making the decision, rendering a decision, but it's not likely we're to get this room out, unfortunately.
No,
but at least while I've felt that I've done my part to get more people involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, through the chair.
Yes.
Can we summarize some of the changes that, or added information that you guys would like to see for next month?
Please do.
Prior to formally continuing this?
Please do.
We're going to kind of work together on this, I think.
Yeah.
I think one item is absolutely the north end of the city of Wairika. So that boundary, we need to develop a map. Map that recommended boundary. We have a number of changes that we'll make to the MSR that we outlined in the presentation, so we will distribute the updated MSR with those changes. Is there anything else that...
The updated description on page 30. Work with CAL FIRE on that. Boundary of the city of Wairika. The SOI for from McLeod corrected to show the boundary.
Did we agree on the gazelle and the? Did we come to an agreement on that?
Or
keeping the triangle, not changing that?
Staff is recommending that portion remain the same.
Did we come to an agreement as a board? So can we get that out of the way so you can...
Are there pieces that we can do today and agree on that we don't have to come back and do the whole thing next time? Is that what you're asking? That we can actually agree on?
There's a staff recommendation. I think we can discuss that now and put that in...
So we can take your direction on it. However, I believe that it needs to just be formalized altogether.
Okay.
So if you would like to indicate whether or not you concur with the consultant's recommendations or with staff recommendations, if they are in opposition, that would be good.
So do we need to go back and look at these maps quickly? And
we can do that real quick. And so as part of that May 10 expansion, I mentioned that I was recommending denial on the city of Weed, but also recommending denial of the gazelle. I forgot to mention that. And I want to make sure that it's clear in here. I'm not seeing it in my resolution. I thought I added it, though, so it could be that I'm just missing it.
And when you say denial, you mean denial with the staff, with the
deny
consultant?
The recommendation that the consultant is offering for that SOI.
Thank you.
Okay. So because it's recommending that it be cut off at I-5 for Gazelle and May 10 as their border, we're recommending to keep it the same between those two districts. And I will make it clear and we'll revise some maps for you guys on that one. So, looking through the ones that are changed, Dunsmuir, we concur with consultant. Grenada, we concur with the consultant. Happy Camp, we concur. Hornbrook, we concur. Shastina, we concur. May 10 has that border that we do not concur with. That modification as discussed. Gazelle, we do not concur with their recommendation as discussed, and this is specifically for the recommended SOI. All of the MSR determinations staff is recommending approval of as presented by the consultant. Montague, we concur. Mount Shasta, we concur. Scott Valley, we concur. Tule Lake, we concur. And City of Wairika, we disagree as discussed, but we will work on modifying the map as discussed for the expansion of the fire-only SOI to the north. And I'll work with CAL FIRE and the city of Wairika to get their recommendations on that as far as the specific detailed boundary location, not just the line on the map that we have. And that is it.
Good. Good question.
Speak.
The fire only expansion, was that only for Wairika? Because I know there was some question in the
discussion. There were two areas that we were recommending expansion of the fire only, and that was the Lake Chestina district, their community services district. They have an existing sphere of influence for all of the services, and the recommendation from the consultant, which staff is concurring with, is to expand the SOI for fire only beyond that current boundary. The other district that we are recommending approval on that is the city of Wairika fire only expansion of their existing boundary, but not to remove any of the existing district SOI boundary from fire services. It just purely expansion, not.
Is it possible to get some clarification on fire only? Because I interpret it as fire only being a fire response to a medical call.
Yeah, that's a good question, actually. Do you have any thoughts on that?
We only, for this MSR, we only considered fire protection services. So emergency medical, I know, I'll acknowledge, EMS is a very big part of what fire districts provide, cities provide. I've seen 80% or more of call volume can be EMS related.
Right.
So that wasn't really considered in the interviews or the data collection or the considerations that were performed for this MSR. So I can't really comment on EMS specifically. I don't have the data for EMS.
Okay. I guess just maybe some clarification in there exactly what that means. Because yeah, to me it means
for sure
a fire district responding to a call, whether it be medical or a fire.
No, I would just double down on that question because that is really important.
The fire only definition. Yeah.
Right. We need clarification on that because I would expect that in any sphere of influence, anytime there's a call, that they're going to go.
Yeah. And they will through automatic and mutual aid service agreements.
Right. So why say fire only? I don't get it.
So we're saying fire only because we, as part of this project, did not analyze the other services that city and that community service district are offering. It was only their fire services that we analyzed as part of this project. So we can't say that we're going to amend the entire city of Wairika MSR to expand it in the directions that we are proposing because we didn't do the research that's needed in order to expand the entirety of the city services. That's something that we can do as part of the city MSR SOI that's upcoming.
Speak.
Should it maybe say emergency services instead of fire only, emergency services only?
So we did not do any research on emergency services that the districts provide, other than looking at their response areas as far as when they get calls, where do they answer, and the data as far as the number of fires, and then
so then maybe somehow there needs to be a big fat red disclaimer that says this in no way inhibits responses. The ability for anybody to respond, only that our research shows, you know? Because to me, when it says fire only, I would interpret that meaning only fire calls can be responded to here.
So we do have those automatic aid and mutual aid for calls. So this is just a document for the potential to expand those spheres of influences for fire. So that way there can be the potential of consolidation for these fire providers. It's not intended to limit response areas.
That's what needs to be said in big, bold, red letters. I mean, understood. You just said that.
Yeah.
But for anybody reading that document, including employees or, you know, anybody that's going to utilize this document for expansion purposes, for assessment, for any kind of government entity, or somebody interpreting it from a legal agency, I would like to see that written, because you know what it means.
Yeah.
We're sitting here having this discussion. We now understand what it means, but any layperson or anybody else walking in the door that might be a new supervisor or a new city council member will not understand.
If you say emergency, though, which is okay, but you could also interpret that as law enforcement.
So my point being that if somebody goes to get a call and it says fire, look at the map, it says fire only. Somebody's going to say, I don't have to go because it's a medical call. And I don't think it's appropriate to have that on there.
So maybe just a definition section.
Well, but it needs to be noted that it's just because you didn't have the data to include something else, not because you shouldn't respond to a call. And I think that's kind of what Greg and Bernie's comment was before. We're still going to go because that's our job. But somebody else might argue on the administrative side and say, it says fire only, you shouldn't be responding. I don't want to ever have that argument with anybody.
Yeah.
That's my problem with it.
Absolutely right. 100%.
So just trying to play devil's advocate on that. I just want that clearly defined somewhere.
Sounds good.
Add that to your list of things to put on there. Sorry.
You're doing good, Rachel.
Thanks. Is there anything else?
Other than that, it's perfect.
Yeah, not a chair.
Oh, God. Moving on.
All right.
Seeing nothing else. We can say we will put this off till next time. We're gonna keep the hearing open. Meeting set for the 8th, 9 a.m.
Did you guys wanna make a motion on that to make it formal?
We're looking for a motion.
Make a motion to keep it open until October 8th.
Mm-hmm. The continuance.
Need a second?
Second.
Anybody opposed? That means we're all in favor.
Do we want to do a voice or roll call? Or do you care?
I don't care. I think we're all in favor.
Just say all. I'll just say all.
Nobody's opposed.
Okay.
Okay. With that, moving on to item 3. Which is items for discussion or direction, which is none. Item 4, miscellaneous, future meetings. We've got that taken care of. That's October 8th at 9 a.m. Correspondence, none. Staff comments, we've commented to death. 4, commission comments. Anybody?
Lunch.
Okay, which moves us to adjournment at 11:51. We are now adjourned.